Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line from Crescent City Sports, Renee Nado. Renee, thanks so much for joining us. Renee, I thought about you today because Bobby and I were just talking about this, but I got to talk to Pete Jenkins, and they're having the Louisiana Line Camp, and it starts up this coming Saturday at Nicholls State University here in Thibodaux. And we have a live remote this coming Monday, Steve Geller and I there. But he told me, what did the Saints do today? And I told him, well, they went to 504 golf. He said, I'm going to tell you something. I never liked two-a-days, and I'm old enough. We used to have three-a-days. Three-a-days. And he said, I hated it. He said, you know, a lot of people throw it at me. Why you say that, and yet you have practices three times a day for Louisiana Line Camp? He said, well, we're not hitting each other.
Well, Mike and Renee, who's the most, to me, now correct me if I'm wrong, the most famous coach, because I think coaches feel guilty, they have too much idle time, which is ridiculous, but anyway, because you need to recover. I think Ray Perkins.
Yes.
Remember Ray Perkins with Tampa Bay? What, didn't he?
He had three-a-days.
He abused. That was the one we talked about, three-a-day practices. I think he was the poster child for being abusive, and because I think he felt guilty. Oh, we got to be out in the field doing something, and the more we hit, the better we're gonna get. It gets all of a sudden counterproductive when you get to that point where we're hitting too much.
One of the things Pete brought up was, guys, what are we accomplishing? Okay, if you're doing a camp, you working on their footwork, or their hand placement, and that sort of thing. But he said, oh, that's different than hitting another human being three times a day. But he said, you know, when it gets to the point where you're not learning anything and all you're trying to do is survive,
yeah,
that ain't good.
Yeah, it's counterproductive. And Renee, before you chime in, Coach Rod sent me this, Mike, and because the lineman camp, because look at how the lineman camp has grown. Oh. It's kind of like the Manning Passing Academy and Thibodeaux. And I'm talking about national, international. I'm looking at the lineman camp. You're going to have 755 campers, 100 coaches. Then you got a Catholic High, 40 people, John Curtis, 25. And then you got locally, like obviously you should have that, Thibodeaux, Vanderbilt, 28, 22, E.D. White, 25 from Texas, 12 from Massachusetts, then even South Carolina. So it's going to come a case in point. Watch as you're part of this. Watch as this is going to grow and it's going to spread that you're a top lineman, you're going to want to come to Thibodeaux. Like if you're a top quarterback, you don't want to come to Thibodeaux from the Manning Passing Academy.
We first started in 1987. Yeah. There was 75 guys there. Now it's 755. That's pretty good. Renee?
Well, Bob, I tell you what, Pete Jenkins does an absolute great job, and Coach Rod does a great job with him. And the thing is that you talk to guys, I've talked to guys in the Saints practice in the locker room through the years and stuff, and they talk about how much of an impact Pete Jenkins has had if they've had an encounter with him. I mean, nobody knows the defensive line game like Pete Jenkins. And the thing is that, you know, he goes way, way back. But his mind, he's still very, very sharp. They do a great job. I've been there, and I've ridden with Mike around the campus a little bit when the camp's going on. And he does a great job. I will say this about Pete. About Ray Perkins. I knew guys who played for Perkins at Tampa Bay. When they were cut, they were high-fiving, getting out of there. It looked like a swinging door. They couldn't wait to get – they said, man, you're not going to believe it. I just got cut, and they were happy. They were out of there.
Well, that's why – you know what? Because everyone – I don't know, Google this, or you want to see what – okay, Google the Junction Boys and Bear Bryant in Texas. Where all of a sudden, if you wanted to quit, you could quit. You had to walk to the bus depot. They went and then get your own ticket to get out of town. No, you talk about that. Now there'd be an investigation. But what are we doing?
You'd be in jail for that.
Yeah, look up Junction Boys. And my first coach with the Michigan Panthers, Jim Stanley, was part of the Junction Boys. And he was at Oklahoma State. And he'd always say, well, he was great. He was like a country. He was like that. He goes, he'd be giving a pep talk. Rene, you like this. He goes, I don't want no dogs on this damn team that won't hunt. I don't want no dogs that won't hunt. Ain't no porch dogs on this team. I mean, we were playing like San Antonio Gunslingers. Okay, you know, we had won the championship. We were playing in San Antonio. I mean, and that stadium in San Antonio, I'll tell you, we went playing at the Alamo Dome. I don't remember the stadium we were at. I'm telling you, he goes, keep your helmets on, because if we jump ahead, they'll be throwing whiskey bottles at you on the sideline and stuff. And I remember he said, I don't like the way we warmed up. He goes, I can tell you right now, you could bet all the grapes in Italy, they'll be coming after your ass. We all acting like we got this game won. And that's the old Bear Bryant and Junction Boys mentality. Jim Stanley. Now, he was a D-line coach with the Giants.
Yes, he was.
With Atlanta. And I tell you what, every time he would grab me, I'd kind of like want to shake his hand. But you know how when a coach grabs you around your like shoulder and neck and they just pinch? He pinched me so hard and stuff. Boy, I like you.
That's why you got the neck issues today.
I said, I like the way you feel right here. You know, I think you could take a hit. He'd say some crazy stuff.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Renee, tell us a little bit about, from what you've seen in the practice sessions, what sort of jumped out at you from a positive standpoint?
You know, I tell you what, guys, and the thing is that, and I was there with Bobby yesterday, we saw a lot of this, but, you know, I talked to guys the past few weeks, and I've talked to offensive linemen, DBs, wide receivers, different positions, and to a man, they've all said, I said, what is different about this camp than last year? And they said, the energy in the building. And that's interesting that different position guys have said that. And the thing is that it looks like, you know, Kellen Moore, boy, he is meticulous when he has a practice and things that we saw yesterday, Bobby. You know, they take their helmets off and they work.
Right.
They're more worried about getting things done, not proving a point. And they were out in that heat, and Kellen Moore knew how hot it was for a lot of those guys who are not used to this. And he's driving a point across, and letting the players off today was I think a really good move, getting that camaraderie together and getting everybody headed in the right direction. And Kellen Moore, I've been impressed with him. His answers are very short. It's almost like he's nice, but he's got somewhere to go when he's talking to everybody.
Well, he's definitely a coach's son, Renee.
Oh, my God.
You might think sometimes he's a robot, but that's not a bad thing. Know what that means? This is a lifestyle. I'm a coach that was born, and I'm going to be a coach because it's like the whole what he grew up with. People don't think that atmosphere makes a difference. Not always the case, but I'm telling you, being a coach's son and football is just no. You know, people say, "Well, football's not everything." Well, for Kellen Moore, it is. I know he has his priorities with his wife and kids and all that, but no, football means that much. And you could see it, and just the way he conducts himself and how he answers questions, he's not overwhelmed. And I tell you what,
the guys, I've talked to guys who have played for Kellen Moore elsewhere, and they said when things go wrong during a game, he doesn't panic. He just says, guys, let's settle down. We'll get it fixed. We'll get it right. And, you know, sometimes that's a little bit different from a lot of head coaches in the NFL.
Right.
So guys love playing for him. Not that he's a softie or a guy who's easier to play as. He just has that mental approach that, hey, we know how to get where we're going. Let's settle down. We'll get it fixed, and we'll get the ship right in the right direction.
Well, Renee, I can tell you this. You know what players, how they think. Can this coach put me in the right position to succeed? And then a player knows, I'm telling you how they think. And then the player looks at it, well, if I succeed, I get paid more money. Mm-hmm. And then I can last a long time. So that's how I look at Kellen Moore. You know how you have different mannerisms, whatever, how you go about your business. But players are looking at, okay, you can't fake the funk. I say this all the time. You know, if a coach, a position coach, whether it's running back, wide receiver, O-line, you're in that meeting room. And then you're leading these men. And they could tell, I'm telling you, within 10 minutes. Okay, how you conduct a meeting if you know what the hell you're talking about. And it's like, man, okay, how did he get this job? Because I've had coaches like somebody hired a friend, whatever. They don't know what they're doing. And then you're nice to them. You might just go along with the flow. But you want to truly respect the coach. Players respect the coach when a coach is going to put them in the position to succeed. Now, I can get your foot in the door, but then you got to, as a player, take that next step. And you have to be held accountable. Look in the mirror. Okay, the coach put me in a great opportunity. Can I take advantage of that opportunity? And I think a lot of the players, even like a veteran like Alvin Kamara, he'll look at Kellen Moore. Now, the quarterback got to get him the ball and all that. But he'll look at Kellen Moore that he maybe can add an extra year or two on my career, and I could be amongst the best producing at the highest level. I'll tell you, I think right now I'd be shocked if Alvin Kamara don't have – if he's healthy, 17 games, he'll have 85 catches. I'm just how a quarterback's best friend and all that, the rush coming, Alvin, get yards after the catch and all. That's what I think. I think that trust factor, even though he's young, the youngest NFL coach, only 36 years of age, he's way beyond his years. He's, I'm telling you, a younger version of Sean Payton, but he might be a better person. And I'm friends with Sean Payton. But Sean Payton can be an asshole. And I like Sean Payton. I cannot see Kellen Moore ever being an asshole. I mean, I'd be shocked. I might want to see that, but I'd be shocked if that would ever happen. And Sean, I think Sean's awesome. But Sean can rub a few people the wrong way. It'd be interesting to see that ever happen with Kellen Moore.
Well, I tell you what, I remember doing the LSU games for Tiger Vision for 16 years, and I used to see these guys, and everybody did. Y'all both saw guys come up the field, and Nick Saban would run almost midfield, and he's screaming at Travis Daniels or Chad Lavallee or Marcus Spears, and I would talk to the guys after the game and say, what did he tell you? And they would all say to a man, he's making me a better player. Exactly what you just finished saying. So, you know, the players can absorb this and stuff, knowing that it's making them better.
Hey, Sean Payton's an angel compared to Satan Saban. let me tell you. No, it's all about winning. I don't care if you're Bill Belichick, Nick Saban, whatever. That's the whole thing. I keep repeating that. Al Davis, just win, baby. That's all the fan base, the alumni. I don't care what level you're at. Did you win or lose the game? And if you win, you put up with a lot. Sean Payton, Coach Payton can be a hard ass, but he went on Saban's level.
That is upper echelon level. The way Coach Saban did it. But bottom line, when I look at it, Renee, is for this team to get better, the two factors, you got to be able to run the football better, and you got to stop the run. I mean, it's not sexy to say that, but I think for the Saints, the way the game is played today, you got to be able to run the football more effectively, and you can't give up 5 yards a pop.
Renee, before you comment on that, like Mike said, okay, if we can't run the ball, I'd tell Coach Kellen Moore, that's your fault. You in charge of the offense. Now, if we can't stop the run, that's not Kellen Moore's fault. Maybe the people he hired to be in charge of stopping the run, you held accountable because you're the head coach. But if we're not stopping the run this year like we haven't, like we didn't last year, being one before last, giving up basically 5 yards a carry, that's not Kellen Moore's wheelhouse. No, Kellen Moore's wheelhouse now. Are we running the ball and the success we have on offense? But he's the head coach, Bobby, yes. But you don't know everything. You have to delegate authority, and hopefully the people you hired that you could trust and they can get that done.
Well, and I tell you what, this 3-4 defense, and you notice, Bobby, and Mike, you've been out there a lot too. And you know, a couple of weeks ago, we were watching practice inside, what's his name? Carl Granderson is planted outside linebacker, maybe that Will guy, and he's running up the field with tight ends and running backs. And why I'm saying that is because that, you know, what Brandon Staley has at his fingertips right now, he's got some good athletes, some good chess pieces. I mean, inside he's got DeMario Davis and Pete Werner. I mean, he's got guys, he's got players that can move and change the defense, go from a 3-4 to a 4-3, or, you know, even a two-man front and drop people. So he's got some variables he can use. He's going to have to improve the secondary, especially the cornerback situation. But you're right, I think he's got the players and the scheme that he can make some adjustments, some chess piece and moves, and kind of keep the offense, the opponent offense, on their toes a little bit. And I think that the people he has, Chase Young and Carl Granderson on the outside. Now, I wouldn't expect Chase Young to be as fluid on the outside as maybe a Carl Granderson. But what Carl Granderson would do, covering in the outside and the flat and things like that last week and week before, and I think that's going to open up. That may open up a whole new career for Isaiah Foskey. Who knows? But, I mean, this defense may be just what he needed to save his career in the NFL, at least for the Saints.
Well, I hope so.
Before we go to the break, let you go, Renee, I can tell you right now, you know what we need Chase Young to do? I don't need him to be the NFL Defensive Player of the Year like Pat Swilling, but be maybe a little poor man Pat Swilling. Okay, how about you get double-digit sacks? Chase Young looks like Tarzan. We need him to play like Tarzan and have double-digit sacks. At times, he's not lived up to expectations. Look where he got drafted. You think, oh, that's a 10-sack guy. Well, how about be a 10-sack guy this season? And we're going to put you in a position very similar to Pat Swilling with a 3-4. Okay, take advantage of that and produce.
Because you get paid a lot of money when you rack up all them quarterback sacks.
Right. And,
those guys know it.
If the Saints don't pay, somebody else will.
Absolutely. Renee, thanks so much for joining us, buddy. Always love when you're on with us, and you take care. Thanks for joining us here on Sports Talk.
All right, Renee.
Love to be with you two guys. Have a good one today. Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot. Renee Nato from Crescent City Sports.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep
keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.